昆塔之音现在开始播音，各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年10月30日，星期二。我们荣幸的邀请到 Theatre Raja 跑步继续为我们讲述博家房歌原因，敬请大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。 Bhagavad Gita Chapter 8 is called Attaining the Supreme.
博迦梵歌的第八章的标题是到至尊者那里去。
So in the previous Chapter 7, we heard about knowledge of the Absolute. We heard about what Krishna is.
在前面的一个章节中，也就是有关于绝对真理的知识这一章节当中，我们听到了Krishna 究竟是什么。
And Krishna advised Arjuna to become free from material dualities and to engage himself in transcendental work in Krishna consciousness.
在前面那个章节当中呢，Krishna 建议Arjuna 要摆脱物质世界的二元性，并且去从事 Krishna 知觉的超然的活动。
So here in Chapter 8, Arjuna asks questions that we might also be asking about what is the transcendental place? What is it like and how is it manifested?
那么在这里第八章当中呢，阿朱纳就提出了这样的问题，也就是这超然的领域，这超然的世界究竟是什么样子的，它是如何展示的，而且我们也有可能会提出同样的问题。
Arjuna now knows that Krishna is a supreme person. So he's asking these questions from Krishna, not because he doesn't know the answer, but he wants to get authoritative answers for all the future readers of this book.
实际上Arjuna知道 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神，他向Krishna 提出这些问题，并不是意味着Arjuna 不知道答案，他提出这样的问题就是为了可以为这本书将来的读者可以获得权威性的回答。
Arjuna asks the most critical question, which is, what do you do when you die, and what should you be doing?
Arjuna 问了一个非常重要的问题，这个问题就是一个人在死的时候应该怎么去做。
In most cultures, people don't talk about this.
在大多数的文化当中，人们都不愿意提及死亡。
So therefore, when people die, they're actually in ignorance.
所以说呢，很多人在死亡的时候都是处在愚昧无知当中的，都是茫然，不知所措的。
And because many different people have many different definitions of what is transcendental, so Krishna is going to explain what the transcendental platform is and what are the characteristics of the transcendental platform.
那么因为不同的人呢对这个超然有不同的解释，所以说呢Krishna 就在这里解释了究竟什么是超然的层面，以及处在超然层面的特征是什么。
So this is a very important thing.
所以这是一件非常重要的事情。
When you discuss a topic with somebody, you have to first of all define the parameters of what it is that you're discussing, because often we see that people have a different idea to what they think you're talking about.
当我们在和人们去讨论某一件事情的时候，首先呢，我们要把这个讨论的这个主题它的 定义它的它究竟是什么，要弄清楚。因为当你在说一件事情的时候，可能别的人会以不同的方法，就以不同的方式去思考，就跟你想的不一样。
Maybe you've had that experience that you're talking to somebody about Krishna consciousness, and their idea of what Krishna consciousness is totally different than what it is that you think you're talking about with them.
可能我们也会有这样的经历，比方说我们在向其他的人去讲述 Krishna 知觉的时候，那对方在聆听的时候，他可能会认为 Krishna 知觉跟你所说的是不一样的，他的想法会不一样的。
So Krishna is an expert teacher, so he knows that it's important to clarify these things right in the beginning.
而 Krishna 呢，他是一位专业的老师，因此他非常了解这一点，所以说他就在一开始就澄清了这些问题。
Now Krishna gives a very amazing statement which gives us great hope, and he says that whoever thinks of him at the time of death attains his spiritual nature.
Krishna 在这里给出了一个非常令人赞叹的陈述，他的这一陈述给我们带来了极大的希望。他说到呢，在死亡的时刻，铭记着他离开躯体的人立即便获得他灵性的本质。
Actually, this is a very, very amazing statement.
实际上这是一个非常非常令人赞叹的陈述。
Because it makes spiritual life very hopeful, very accessible for everybody when you think about that. If you think, all I have to do is think of Krishna at the time of death, then it gives us great hope.
那 Krishna 的这句话呢，让我们对灵性生活产生了极大的希望，并且呢，能够觉得有希望能够取得成功。因为每当我们想起来 Krishna 说的，只要我们在死亡的时候能够记住他离开躯体，就能够获得他灵性的本质。当我们这样去想的时候，我们就充满了希望。
Sometimes people think that.Spiritual life is very complicated.
有的时候人们会觉得灵性生活非常的复杂。
Or unless it's very complicated, it doesn't work.
或者是说生活太复杂了，都不起作用。
Perhaps you've met people who speak like this.
也许你们当中，有人曾经就遇到过这样的人。
Yes. But here we should be very clear. Krishna says, Yam Yam Vapi Smaram Bhavam. He says, whoever thinks of me at the time of death will attain my spiritual nature.
但是呢，我们应该非常清楚这一点。Krishna 说到 Yam Yam Vapi Smaram Bhavam, 也就是说，当一个人在死亡的时候能够记住 Krishna 的话，就能够获得灵性的本质。
So therefore, it's very important to always think of Krishna.
所以说呢，我们要总是记住 Krishna, 这是非常重要的。
Yes, so smaranam means remembrance. So this is the very basic principle of Krishna consciousness, the essence.
Smaranam 的意思就是意念，那意念 Krishna 是 Krishna 知觉的基础，或者是说它的精髓所在。
Now Krishna is going to give some practical advice of how to remember him, and he says Krishna is both the smallest and the greatest.
接下来 Krishna 就给出了我们一些实际的建议，来告诉我们如何去总是意念 Krishna。他说到，应该冥想至尊人 Krishna 比最小的还小，比最伟大的还大。
Now.There's one additional factor.
Additional factor.
Additional, one extra. One extra thing.
还有更多的一件事情是。
And he says, you should think of Krishna favorably.
他说到呢，除此之外，还要 更关键的一点是善意的意念 Krishna。
If we read the Krishna book, King Kamsa was also thinking of Krishna.
如果我们阅读 Krishna book, 就是 Krishna 快乐的源泉那本书的话，里面也写到 Kamsa 总是记住 Krishna。
But he wasn't thinking of him very favorably, was he?
但是 Kamsa 对 Krishna 的记忆并不是善意的，而是仇恨的心态。
So we should also think of Krishna in this way. We should think of him favorably.
因此呢，我们应该以这样的方式去总是想着 Krishna, 总是以善意的方式去想着 Krishna.
Now, this remembrance has to be done in a very practical way, because you cannot just think of Krishna whenever you think about it. Thinking of Krishna has to be, we have to practice thinking of Krishna. It doesn't just happen automatically.
而且呢，这样的意念，这样的对 Krishna 的想念，应该是经过练习的，否则呢，我们不可能随意的获得。我们需要去经过练习，才能总是做到想着 Krishna。
Before I took up devotional service, I heard about Krishna, and I thought, well, I don't need to practice my whole life. When I need to think of Krishna, then I'll think of him, and then Krishna will just come for me. So no need to practice any spiritual life. I can just do it, you know, whenever I feel like it.
有的时候我们就会想呢，我们不需要就是终其一生的都在去练习这些，有的时候我们就会随心所欲的去想，只要我能够想到 Krishna 肯定就会来的，有的时候我们就这样去想了。
But remembering Krishna is not a mechanical thing. It's not it doesn't always happen the way that we think it will happen.
但是呢，实际上这个Krishna 知觉并不是一种机械的一个机械的事情，不是说我们可以想当然的。
It requires a bit of practice.
实际上 Krishna 知觉是需要我们去练习的。
Next, Krishna will explain that there's a mechanical way of practicing yoga.
在接下来的世界当中 ，Krishna 讲述了一些更为机械的方法去练习瑜伽。
So this can be called chakra yoga, or a process of meditation whereby you control the senses and the mind. But he says that ultimately this mechanical form of yoga will only get you to the stage of Brahman realization.
这种更为机械的练习方法可以称之为脉轮瑜伽，或者是说通过冥想的程序来控制心意和感官。但是 Krishna 说到，用这种机械的方法去练习瑜伽，最终也只能得到 Brahman 的觉悟。
Yes, so this is chakra meditation means when you learn how to control the life air within the body.A bit like when people practice, you see people in the park, they're moving their hands around and they're trying to control their breathing. What do you call that in China? Qigong, right? Qigong is very similar to this.
Okay. 这个脉轮瑜伽呢，也就是说，瑜伽师通过这种机械的方法去控制他体内的生命之气，和我们中国的这个气功很类似。
Yeah. So this only gives you the lower form of realization.
但是呢，这样的方法只能够带来最低程度的这个觉悟。
Of course, we should not criticize these sorts of processes because anybody who's practicing something like this is definitely better than a normal materialistic person.
当然了，我们不应该去批评这种瑜伽修习的方法，因为呢，任何去进行这种修习的人，总要比 那些普通的物质主义者要好。
In that state of yoga which Krishna described, he says you have to suspend your mind from all forms of sense gratification and chant the Om mantra and remain very focused, a bit like when people go into vipassana in yoga in Buddhism, they basically just become very determined to think of nothing and be clear the mind, right? So this is similar to the process.
Krishna 说到呢，在这样的瑜伽状态中，一个人应该使心意远离所有的感官享乐，并且唱诵 Om 这个音节。这就和一些佛教徒非常的类似，就是那些佛教徒打坐冥想，然后冥想虚无。并且就是去除头脑中的任何的这种杂念，和这种休息方法很类似。
And a more advanced form of the same thing would be to engage in devotional service, always staying in touch with Krishna because of your devotion, and chanting the Maha Mantra.
然而呢，那些在从事实际奉爱服务的人，通过他们的奉爱和对 Maha Mantra 的唱诵，他们总是与 Krishna 连接在一起。
Yes, can you see that the actual idea is the same, except that in Krishna consciousness, we do something more practical.
实际上这个精华呢都是一样的，但是呢 ，Krishna 知觉更为实际可行。
A devotee doesn't just meditate; he does something practical.
一个奉献者他不仅仅是坐在那里冥想，而且呢，他会去从事一些实际的服务。
So the benefit is that those who practice in this way, according to Krishna, says these sorts of people, if you do devotional service, then you'll never return to this material world.
那么一个这样去从事奉献服务的人 ，Krishna 说到了。这样的人所获得的好处是什么？Krishna 说到呢，那些练习这一道路的人永远不会再重返这个物质世界。
Because they engage in something very practical that helps them to always remember Krishna.
因为当一个人在实际的去从事服务的时候，这就能够帮助他总是记住 Krishna.
Now those who engage simply in materialistic activities, they can go all the way to the planet of Lord Brahma, or they may go down to the lowest planet in this world, and they stay entangled in this cycle of samsara, of repeated birth and death.
然而呢，那些总是在从事功利性活动的人，那些人既可以去到 Brahma, 最高的星球，也可以去到最低等的星球，但他们总是继续停留在生死的轮回当中。
Now the duration of this material world is very long.
这个物质世界的持续时间很长。
You can see the calculation there. One cycle is 1,728,000 years.
That is the Satya Yuga.
It's a cycle.
The whole cycle is not this number.
This is just one cycle. There are other cycles, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga. If you add it all together, this figure is much bigger. Yes. So you can just state that it's in the millions of years.
Okay.就是物质世界的持续时间是很长的，它有很多的这个年代的循环。那一个年代的循环呢，就是会持续到43亿2000万的太阳年这么长时间。
And the same as the night, it's also the same time again.
那这一个年代的循环就是 Brahma 的一个白天 ，Brahma 的一个夜晚也是同样的这么长的时间。
So The good news is that there is another world beyond this material plane, which is called the spiritual sky.
然而对于我们来说是个好消息，那就是超越物质领域之上的还有另外一个世界，名为灵性天空。
And once you get to this place, you never have to return again.
而一个人一旦到达了灵性的居所，就永远不会再回来。
Now,I was just thinking about this before, and I thought that many people, they say that's all very nice.
This place is very nice.
No, they say, okay, your philosophy is very nice.
很多人都会说呢，哦，你们的哲学听起来不错。
But I'm very busy just maintaining my family.
但是，我太忙了，我总是忙着要维系我的家庭。
And I don't have time because right now I just have to feed myself.
我没有时间去进行休息，因为在现在呢，我要去填饱我的肚子。
So this spiritual life, we have it in our Chinese culture also. No problem. We know about these things.
Sorry, I didn't.
People say, well, even in our Chinese culture,We also have, you know, discussions of spirituality and so on. So it's nothing.
的人就会说一些。
So urgency. They don't think it's important right now.
所以人们呢都没有感觉到这种紧迫性，都没有感觉到这种立即去开始灵性修习的这种迫切性。
Because Kaya Krishna is saying, well, when you go there, you don't have to come back, and there are cows, and they're my friends, and all you need to do is have some devotion.
因为 Krishna 在这里说到了呢，你一旦到达了这个灵性的居所，你就永远不会再回来。而且在那个灵性居所里呢，他在 Krishna 呢在放牧母牛，与他的朋友们玩耍。而一个人要到达这灵性的居所，只需要纯粹的奉爱。
So, therefore, Krishna now will summarize what is the power of devotional service. He says, what is the real value of this Krishna consciousness, why it can't wait.
那么在这里呢 Krishna 他总结了奉爱服务的力量，他讲到了奉献服务真正的价值是什么，为什么我们要我们需要迫切的去进行这个灵性的修习。
And he says for those who are in pure Krishna consciousness, there's no fear whether you leave at an auspicious time or an inauspicious time or by an accident or by some special arrangement.
在这里说到呢，对于有 Krishna 知觉的纯粹奉献者来说，无论是在吉祥的时候或不吉祥的时候，无论是偶然的或者是经过安排的，他们都没有再回来的恐惧。
In other words, you become free of all fear.
换句话说呢，你可以摆脱所有的恐惧。
That should be in itself a very powerful argument why practicing Krishna consciousness right now is so important.
所以呢，这就为我们提供了一个证据。一个论点来告诉我们为什么练习 Krishna 知觉是一件非常紧迫的事情。
Because fear is something nobody wants to have.
因为恐惧呢是任何人都不想要的。
And it said the greatest fear is dying.
而最大的恐惧呢就是死亡。
You know, in Hong Kong, there are many shops.
在香港有很多的商铺。
But you know what shop they have the most of?
但是你们知道这个最多的商铺是什么吗？
It's the pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
Medicine shop.
哦，那个香港就是最多的店铺就是药店。
And it's full of Chinese people buying medicines.
而且在药店里面呢，都是一些中国人在购买那些药物。
So when people tell me Chinese people don't care about dying and this and that, I say, well, I'm sorry, but that's not true. I see that everywhere, the biggest customers in these shops are all Chinese people buying medicines.
嗯，那有的人就告诉我说呢，中国人根本就不在乎死亡。但是我会回答说呢，我很抱歉，实际情况不是这样的，因为呢，我在那些药铺里看到呢，都是一些中国人在购买药物。
So people have a very real fear of being sick and dying.
嗯，所以这个人们呢，真的都是非常害怕、恐惧，疾病和死亡的。
So this Krishna consciousness is actually the best medicine.
而 Krishna 知觉呢，就是我们最好的药物。
So we ask everybody should, you know, instead of investing money in some tablet, invest your time in chanting Hare Krishna. It's actually the best medicine for becoming free from the fear of death.
嗯，所以呢，我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗，就是给予我们最好的药物，来帮助我们克服对于疾病和死亡的恐惧。
And even better, it's free.
嗯，而且 Krishna 知觉呢，甚至要更好，因为呢，它的这个药物是免费的。
It's a bargain. It's you know, on special.
嗯嗯，这就嗯好比一种嗯讨价还价一样的，它是嗯非常的就是实际的。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it easily available in this age for everybody to practice.
而且主查坦亚马哈帕布让对圣名的唱诵。嗯，对于卡利年代的人来说更容易获得了，在这个年代更容易获得了。
Now, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find a statement by Kapila Muni.
在圣典博迦瓦坛的第三篇当中，我们会找到卡皮拉穆尼说过的一段话。
And he says, those who are expert in fruitive activities means material life,And they know how to perform, you know, jagya sacrifices on the earth. At the time of death, they can go to the moon.
嗯，卡皮拉穆尼说到呢，那些精通功利性活动，也就是精通物质性活动的人，他们知道如何通过祭祀，这样的人呢，会在死亡的时候去往月亮星球。
The moon, according to the scriptures, is actually a heavenly planet.
嗯，根据经典所说呢，月亮星球是属于高等星球的。
In modern day, we always think that when we look at the moon, we think, it's just a desert. There's nothing there.
嗯，但我们现在呢，现代科学根据我们的这个现代科学呢，我们用肉眼所见到的这一个月亮星球呢。我们认为它上面是沙漠，什么都没有。
But actually, according to real knowledge, the moon actually has a is a heavenly place. So it is said that those elevated souls who live on the moon, they live there for more than 10,000 years by the demigod calculation.
嗯，但是根据经典里面的这个真正的知识所说呢，月亮星球它是属于高等星球的。那些被提升的灵魂会在月亮星球上活上大约一万年的时间，当然这个时间呢是半神人的时间。
So it said six months of a human is considered one day of the demigods.
人类的六个月相当于半神人的一天。
And the demigods lived 10,000 of such years, so you can do the calculation how long that is. It's a long time.
嗯，而半神人们呢，就会活上这样一万年的时间，所以可以计算一下，大约是多少地球年。
And they live on the heavenly planets, and they enjoy drinking one drink, which is called soma rasa.
嗯，这些半神人们呢，就生活在这些高等星球上面去享受生活，他们喝饮一种甘露， 这种甘露名为 Soma Rasa、也就是月露。
And it makes them feel like they're immortal.
而且他们这样的生活呢、使他们就好比就觉得他们的生活是永恒不朽的。
Just like in the material world, people they drink alcohol, they think, and while they're drinking the alcohol, they also feel like I'm living forever.
就好比说，就是在我们的这个地球上面，那些有的人呢，就是喝酒精，他们喝了酒精之后呢，就会让他们觉得他们可以永远的活下去。
But of course, we know these things don't last.
但是毫无疑问的，我们知道这些东西都不会持久。
People get a headache and they wake up the next morning and think what happened. After they drink in the material world, what happens to people? They wake up in the morning and they don't know what happened to them at night.
那一个人就是喝的酩酊大醉之后就睡着了。那第二天当他醒来的时候，他什么都不知道了，也不知道前一天晚上发生了什么事情。
So that's like for these sorts of people, even though very pious, they drink their samaras, but one morning they wake up and they're back in the material world, they're back on earth in the material body.
那同样的呢，虽然这些人很虔诚，他们从事虔诚的物质活动到天堂星球去享受，但是呢，当他们醒来之后，却发现自己又重新回到了地球，又重新得到了一个人类的身体。
So, since there are two paths of life, Krishna says to Arjuna, don't be bewildered, choose the path of devotion.
因为呢有两条道路，有两条道路，但是呢，Krishna 建议Arjuna 不要被迷惑，而是应该选择奉爱之途。
And he says only this path will give you freedom from the cycle of birth and death.
他说到呢，因为只有这一条奉爱之途，这条奉爱的道路能够使人永远摆脱生死轮回。
So, I have a quote here also, which is that, because sometimes people wonder, they think, what's the benefit of this spiritual life? How will I become benefited? Especially new people, they always worry about this point.
因为呢，人们常常就会询问，修习灵性，就是修习灵性生活，过这种灵性生活到底有什么好处？到底会让人有什么收益？尤其是新的人们，他们非常在乎这一点。
So, this verse is a summary, actually, of the seventh and eighth chapters of this Bhagavad Gita.
那这一句话呢，这个诗节呢，实际上是《薄伽梵歌》第八章的一个总结。
So it says, a person who accepts the path of devotional service does not miss out. It's not mean not bereft means he doesn't miss out. On the results that you get from studying the Vedas, performing austere sacrifices, giving charity, pursuing philosophical and materialistic activities. You don't miss out.
那这个诗节里面说到呢，走奉。
Hello. Anybody there?
Hi, Krishna.
Hi, Bo. How far did you get?
Okay, I got. I will translate. 那么这个诗节里就说到呢，走奉爱服务之途的人不缺少通过研习韦达经、举行祭祀、进行苦行和施舍。以及从事哲学研究和功利性活动带来的结果。换句话说呢，一个修习奉献服务的人不会缺少所有这些。
And the benefit is that at the end of his life, he will attain to the supreme place.
而且所获得的好处呢，就是他最终能够到达至尊者的永恒居所。
Actually, I was looking at some pictures of the devotees who have gone to Vrindavan.
这两天呢，我就在看一些奉献者去文达文朝圣者拍摄的照片。
And they're all having a great time.
而且呢，他们都在那里度过了非常美好的时光。
Especially, I saw some pictures of the devotees at the restaurant eating prasadam.
尤其是那些照片呢，就是奉献者们在餐厅里荣耀普沙的。
So this is the perfection of life.
而这呢，就是生命的完美。
Eating good food, being with your friends, this is actually what life is about.
这才是真正的生活。去吃美好的食物，交一些美好的朋友。
And devotees don't miss out on any of these things.
奉献者呢，永远不会缺少这些东西的。
So,Krishna consciousness gives one a life of unlimited happiness and bliss.
Krishna 知觉的这个生活呢，能够给我们带来无穷无尽的喜乐的生活。
Free from the sinful reactions of materialistic activities.
能够使我们摆脱物质世界里的这些物质活动所带来的罪恶反应。
So,Like Arjuna had some doubts, and his doubts were dispelled by Krishna. We should also let our doubts be dispelled by Krishna's explanation.
正如Arjuna他有一些疑惑，但是他的疑惑被Krishna 所驱除了。同样的，如果我们有什么疑惑的话，我们也应该通过 Krishna 的话语来清除我们的疑惑。
And what better way to dispel our doubts than to now take questions, especially from Rajendra Prabhu?
take questions?
Yeah. I see there are some questions in the chat window.
那清除疑惑最好的方式呢，就是通过提问。
You see the questions there?
Yes, I see. So we answer the questions, no?
Yeah.
感谢 Pav 的讲课，感谢翻译问题啊。Juna 不仅为自己向Krishna 提问，实际上是为了我们提问。Krishna 解决了Juna 的问题，如何能解决我的问题呢？我为 Krishna 做了那么多实际的服务，但是我的生活最近发生那么多不幸，没有奉献者帮助我，我痛苦，怎么会这样？ Krishna 该怎么解决我的这个心态呢？ Thank you. Thank you for Prabhu your lecture. My question is that Arjuna is not only to ask Krishna for himself, but actually for us. And Krishna solves Arjuna's problems, but how can I solve my problems? Because I have done so much practical service for Krishna, but my life has been so unfortunate recently. Without devotees to help me, I am in pain. How can that be? How can Krishna solve this state of mind? How can Krishna solve this kind of mind? Thank you.
First of all, I'm sorry to hear that you are suffering some situation. It's always, we're never happy to hear about the suffering of others.
首先呢，我对于你的这个最近的生活当中出现的一些状况呢，表示抱歉。我们听到这些事情总是不会非常高兴，不会快乐。
And I pray that that you can get at least you are able to hear some of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
那我祈祷呢，至少。虽然你处在这种困境当中，但是至少你能够继续去聆听一些有关 Krishna 知觉的这个哲学。
That means you're not alone.
这就意味着你不是单孤独一人的，你不是单身一人的。
At least this is one of the benefits of modern technology that even if we're by, even if we're you know, without the physical association of the devotees, still somehow with modern technology we can get association through the internet.
那么这就是现代科技所给我们带来的一些便利。尽管你不能得到奉献者亲身的联谊，但是呢，通过网络仍然可以得到一部分的联谊。
But as far as your question is concerned, how can we become, how can Krishna help us? Well, Krishna is always ready to help us, but the way that he helps us sometimes may also create difficulty for us, because when we're in great difficulty, sometimes we are able to remember Krishna more than when we are very, very happy.
至于你的这个问题， Krishna 如何来帮助我们，实际上呢， Krishna 总是想要来帮助我们的，但是呢，他帮助我们的方式可能是以一种制造困境的这种方式来帮助我们的，因为当我们在困境当中的时候，可能比我们在快乐的时候更容易记住 Krishna。
Of course we're not like we're not as advanced as say for example Queen Kunti who prayed to Krishna for trouble so that she could remember him more. We may not be, you know, we may not have that same a level of advancement where we have so much faith.
也许呢，我们还没有那么进步。就像比如说，昆提王后，她总是祈祷困难一次又一次的降临，好让她总是能够更加的去记住 Krishna。可能我们还没有到达这种进步的层面。
And as you ask in your question, you know, Arjuna had Krishna there to help him solve his problem, but what if we don't have Krishna present to solve our problem? How can we live our life, right?
那你的问题就是说，Arjuna 虽然有了问题，但是 Krishna 在他的身边能够帮助他，但是我们呢，Krishna 如果不在我们的身边，的话，那我们的问题如何去得到解决呢？
And it's a fact.The material world sometimes is very, very harsh.
当然了，这是一个事实，物质世界总是艰难重重的。
And we may sometimes think, you know, what can I do? How can I live my life in this horrible, situation?
有的时候我们就可能会灰心丧气的去想，我能怎么办呢？我怎么能够在这种艰难的处境当中去继续生活下去。
So, all I can say is you have to try to take more shelter of the association of the devotees, and or at least find out some devotees who know how to help, not just offer you some kind. Sometimes, of course, kind words are good, but.Sometimes you also have to take some practical steps to remove yourself from a situation in which suffering is occurring.
那我给出的建议就是说呢，你要更加的去利用善用奉献者的联谊，去找到一些奉献者能够实际的帮助到你的。当然了，对方的这个良言善语呢也是非常重要的，但是光是好听的话还不行，实际上我们有的时候确实是需要其他的奉献者来给我们一些实际的帮助，或者说给我们一些实际的建议，来使我们能够克服一些困难。
Because Krishna didn't just give Arjuna some philosophy, he also gave some practical advice as well.
因实际上呢， Krishna 不仅仅给了Arjuna一些哲学观点，实际上还给予了他很多实际的建议。
So, from a philosophical point of view, you already have the scriptures that you can consult.
对于就是从哲学这个方面来讲呢，你已经拥有经典了，你就可以从经典里面去获取一些哲学上面的建议。
So you can take shelter of the philosophy anytime.
你可以在任何时候脱僻于这门哲学。
And from a practical point of view, you can find somebody that you trust and that you are confident that is also expert at understanding your situation and seek some practical advice.
那从实际生活的这个角度来说呢，你可以去找到一些你信任的了解你的奉献者，能够去给你提出一些实际的帮助和建议。
So of course, because this is a general question that you've asked, you haven't asked some specific point, and there's no need to in the public lecture ask us something, you know, practically specific to your life. But I would suggest find out some devotee who has the ability to help you practically and discuss so that you may not continue to be, you know, in a suffering condition.
那这是就是给你给出的你一个就是一个普遍性的一个回答，就是关于你的这个个人特定的情况呢，就不需要在网上这样去实际的回答。那么在底下呢，Papu可以为帮助你找到一些能够就是实际帮助你的奉献者，来给出你一些实际的建议，这样呢能够让你去尽快的从这种痛苦的这种困境当中走出来。
Of course, sometimes when we're in a suffering condition, we may even feel that we don't even have any strength left to deal with something.
有的时候，当我们就是处在困境当中的时候呢，我们就会觉得自身是没有力量去解决什么问题的。
And in this situation, we can feel very, very helpless, you know.
这个你所处在的这种困境呢，甚至会觉得你会让你觉得自己无能为力啊。
And sometimes people may give us advice, and we feel we don't even have the strength to follow that advice.
有的时候呢，人们会给出我们一些好的建议，但是呢，我们自己就却觉得呢，我们自己没有力量去接受这个建议。
So.In that situation, you have to be completely honest and to even give you the strength, you know. You can't maintain it. They say that when we are sick, we must deal with things immediately. So when we have some anxiety, it is a type of sickness. It's a type of feeling of helplessness. So we have to take the medicine. We have to deal with it immediately. Don't ever let these things go on for too long.
所以呢，我们要对我们的这个处境，保持这种诚实的这种心态，就好比说，如果一个人生病了，那他立即就要去治疗这个疾病。同样的呢，当我们处在这种无能为力的这种境况当中的时候，我们就要立即去寻求，帮助，去尽快的解决问题，而不是让这个问题，持续不断的就这样持续下去。
And at the same time,Krishna is hearing our prayers, and if you at least pray to Krishna for some help, he will help you also.
与此同时呢，实际上 Krishna 他是在聆听我们的祈祷的。如果我们向 Krishna 祈祷，请求他的一些帮助的话，实际上 Krishna 会帮助我们的。
And Krishna is a person, and he hears the sincere prayers of his devotees.
Krishna 他是一个人，他能够听到奉献者所贡献出来的这些真诚的祈祷。
Krishna is within our heart, so you may say that Arjuna had Krishna present, but Krishna is also within the heart of every living entity, and he can also hear your prayers.
Krishna 呢，在每一个人的心中，你可以说，Krishna 在 Arjuna 的身边帮助他，但是实际上 Krishna 也在每一个生物体的心中，也能够听见你的祈祷。
So that's all I have to say on that question.
所以关于你的这个问题，这就是我想要说的。The next question?
Yes.
我看到成为奉献者很多年的某位奉献者做了很多优美的奉爱服务，
最近生活遇到巨大挑战，痛苦不堪，无法忍受，服务受到打扰。我想问的是，在奉献服务的生活中，面对困境和痛苦的正确心态是什么？如何挣扎那种超然的心态？理论和实践是有距离的，服务多不意味着有觉悟去面对困境和痛苦。如何把那种正确的心态运用到运用到自己的实际生活中，而达到真正的苦乐如一呢？谢谢。I have seen a devotee who has been a devotee for many years and did a lot of beautiful devotional services. Recently, his life has encountered great challenges. He is suffering unbearable and his service is disturbed. I would like to ask, what is the right attitude to face difficulties and sufferings in the life of devotional service? How to attain that kind of transcendental state of mind? The theory and the practical have the distance. The services does not mean to have the consciousness to face the difficult situation and the pain. How to apply that kind of correct state of mind to his own actual life and achieve the real and achieve to equally see the pain and the happiness. Thank you.
This is probably where friendship is very important.
友谊是非常重要的。
Friendship and devotional service helps us in such times.
奉献服务当中的友谊呢，能够在这样的情况当中，在这样的处境当中帮助到我们。
Because often when we are suffering, we need a shoulder to cry on.
因为通常呢，当我们就是遇到这个不幸的时候，我们是需要一个我们能够去哭诉的对象的。
And that friendship is called the mercy of Krishna.
那这样的友谊就是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Mercy really means that there's somebody who you to listen to you when you have problems.
仁慈呢也意味着某一个人能够给予你很大的希望，就是在你遇到困难的时候，遇到不幸的时候，能够倾听你，帮助你，这样的人。
So,good friendship with a devotee is very, very important.
所以你与奉献者之间建立很好的友谊是非常重要的。
Everybody will face problems in their life, both materialistic people and spiritualists.
那每一个人呢都会在他们的生活当中遇到挑战，无论是物质主义者还是灵性主义者。
This material world is designed to give us problems.
这个物质世界它本身就是设计好了会给我们带来麻烦的。
And we should expect it. We should expect to experience some miseries in our life.
实际上我们应该总是准备好去面对我们生活当中的一些困难。
So, how do we get the ultimate happiness despite all these miseries?
那如何在即使面临这么多困难的情况下，还能够得到快乐呢？
It is said that a devotee is actually even more merciful than Krishna.
据说一名奉献者比主 Krishna 本人更加的仁慈。
So, the mercy of a devotee is everything.
奉献者的仁慈对于我们来说就是一切。
So, that's my practical advice.
As
devotees, be kind to each other.
这就是我给到你的这个实际的建议，奉献者们要互相的这种友善关爱。
And with the kindness of the devotees, we can conquer anything.
那通过奉献者的仁慈呢，我们就能够克服所有的困难，所有的不幸。
Next.
No questions.
So then we will finish there. Thank you for these nice answers, for these nice questions.
我们今天的讲课就到此结束。感谢奉献者们提出的美好问题。
And I pray that Krishna will give us all some mercy and blessings to understand his words better.
我祈祷呢 ，Krishna 能够给予我们一些仁慈和祝福，让我们更好的去理解他的教导。
And I hope that Smoky Mataji's computer problems don't happen again.
也祈祷 Smoky Mataji 的电脑问题不会再次发生。
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. 我们今天早上的讲课呢就到此结束，感谢 Theater Raja 跑步精彩的讲课，感谢 Smoky Mataji 的主持和转播，感谢各位奉献者们的聆听，祝大家有美好的 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna.
Hare Prabhu.